Masechet Shavuot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, we mentioned in the last Mishnah, certain things that a person would not swear about, Gezerat HaKatuv, we learned it out from the Pesukim, that a person doesn't swear about certain items. One of them was Karkaot, land. This Mishnah will elaborate on that. Rabbi Meir Omer, Yesh Devarim Shehen Kakarka, Ve'en HaKakarka, says Rabbi Meir, there are things that are in the ground, that are still attached to the ground, but we don't consider them to be like the ground in terms of swearing about them. But they're treated like metaltelin, like movable objects, and a person would swear about them even though they're attached to the ground. Ve'en hachamim modim lo, but the hachamim do not agree with him. They say that they treat these items like land, and a person would not have to swear about them. Ketzad, what's the example? Eser gefanim te'onot masarti lach. If someone says to a person, I gave you 10 grape vines in my land to watch for me, and these grapes that I, the grape vines that I handed over to you, they were ready to be picked. Vehala omer enan ela hamesh. And the person says, no, they were only 5 grape vines. You didn't give 10 grape vines to me to watch, you only gave me 5. Rabbi Meir mehayev shevua, says Rabbi Meir, the person is obligated, the person who says it was only 5, is obligated to swear because he is modeh b'miksat, he's admitting to part of the claim. The grapes are ready to be picked, and since they're ripe, they're not considered to be attached to the ground anymore. It's as if they were removed from the ground, and therefore they're not part of katkaot that we mentioned in the last Mishnah that a person does not have to swear about, and that's why Rabbi Meir says he does have to swear in a modeh b'miksat case. V'achamim omrim, but the rabbis say, kol ha-mehubar la-karka, hareu kar-karka. Say hachamim, anything attached to the ground is considered to be like the ground, even if there's no longer a need for them to be attached to the ground. For example, here, the grapes are ripe, and they should be detached. It doesn't matter. According to hachamim, they're attached to the ground. And therefore, they're like karkaot, and no swear is made about those grapes, even though the watchman or the person who was handling them was modeh b'miksat, because whenever we have anything that's part of land, there is no swear about it. Now we'll mention a rule about swearing for any situation of modeh b'miksat. En nishba'in ela al davar shebimida veshebimishkal veshebiminyan. A person swears only for admitting a claim that has some sort of detail with it in terms of a measure, a weight, or a specific number. That's the only time a person could be modeh b'miksat and then have to swear. Ketzad, what's an example of this? Bayit male masarti lach. If somebody says, I handed over a house that was full of produce for you to watch for me. V'kis male masarti lach. Or he says, I handed over a kis, a bag full of money for you to watch over for me. Behala omed, and the person tells him back, any yodeh, I don't know how much produce or money you gave to me. You didn't measure it, you didn't weigh it, you didn't count it, so I don't know what you handed me. Ela, ma shehenachta atanotel. Whatever you left with me, you're now taking back. Whatever you gave me, I am now handing back to you. That's what the person says back to him. So we say, patur, the person who says this, is not obligated to swear that this is what he received. There's no claim against him, and there's no admission about a claim. If there's no specific objective measure, weight, or number that's being discussed, there's no claim. So therefore, he's not being modeh b'miksat. He's not admitting to a partial claim. He's saying, I'm giving you everything you gave back to me. Ze omer ad haziz. If this person with the claim says that the produce that was filled in the house was up to the beam near the ceiling. V'ze omer ad halon, and the person who was giving him back, he was guarding the house, says no, the produce was filled only up to the window. So in that case, hayav, he would be obligated to swear that he didn't receive more because the claim was about a measurement. The fact is, it was up to a certain spot. That's considered to be a claim with a objective number connected to it. And he is now refuting that, his modeh b'miksat, about where it got up to, and that's considered to be an admission that he would have to swear about.